Blog Talk Radio.
Entertainment Report.
right here on Blog Talk Radio. Be sure, if you have not joined the BTR community, definitely create a listener profile so you can intermingle with us here at Culture Shock Entertainment Reports in the chat room and throughout the community of awesome podcasts. Again, I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and been right here at BTR since March 21st, 2011. And definitely thank time and new listeners for your love and your support from around the world. So hot topics. Last time we broadcast was almost 2 weeks ago on a Sunday, and Channel J Music was our awesome guest, a longtime social media friend of mine. And that so happened, met via Scarboy, you know, who wrote the song Pretty Lady. So she shared an awesome story, awesome stories, and Michael and I just had a blast talking with her, my one of my co-hosts. Those of you that listen to the show know, just awesome to journey dealing with pain management and how yoga have been just a blessing to her as she also teaches others the gift of yoga. And after the show, her husband and I and Michael had an awesome Facebook rooms chat. On Sunday, we will, after the show on Sunday, we will do the same, have an open Facebook Live where you guys can also interact with us on Facebook. But we thank you for those that listen live and also listen to the replay of Culture Shock Entertainment Report's last broadcast on Sunday, almost 2 weeks ago, when Shanna J Music was the guest. So really appreciate your support and your love. And hot topics from COVID updates to the crime that's been happening. Definitely sending love and prayers to Ukraine, and prayers and to all areas that are dealing with so much violence and deaths, and definitely cities around the country, especially here in my native Jackson, Mississippi, where homicides are and violent crimes are just out of control. And a big shout out also to Cathedral AME Zion, where I am a member, and also Prophet Friday, Anthony Friday, and his congregation at Powerhouse. Many of us are coming together, having a overnight prayer session, and I'm honored to be invited to be one to lead prayer. And I will be leading prayer between 1:15 and 1:30. And my topic of choice regarding leading prayer is regarding world peace. World peace and praying for America and all the states in America, my respective state of Mississippi, all cities and towns. Definitely we will be praying to break this stronghold of darkness and violence that is covering the world, and also the violence, the mass killings. Like, definitely sending love out to Buffalo, New York. I thought it was amazing too to see the sports teams come together this week and feed the community, and you players of all races and so on. So and definitely sending prayers also to the church, the church where the members were Asian, and also the assailant was Asian. So definitely sending out prayers. So hopefully we can turn this hatred around to love, where we all, till we could love. I know violence been happening since the beginning of time, but I know this is just sickening what we're dealing with. And the world is such a beautiful place, and we are so grateful to have life, and it's so important for us to make it the best place that it can, because we all are dealing with different situations, from good to bad to in between. So I just want to thank you for your support. So I'm sending prayers and good vibes out to the listening community, to the co-host, Cousin Linda in Dallas, Texas, who marched with Medgar Evers during the Civil Rights Movement as a preteen. Sending shout out to Michael and Josh, who also was a guest in early March. So looking forward to both Josh and Shayna both coming together and talking with us about yoga and mindfulness very soon. So again, please call in. I definitely welcome your call, 516-595-8255. I have 45 minutes left to continue broadcast. There's sports news. There's, you know, there's celeb news. There's so much to talk about and cover, but we won't spread it too thin. But we will broadcast again on Sunday. And thank you for your support. Oh, and big shout out to my Avon community also, and a big shout out to my brother-in-law, Tommy, and everyone at Traders Village, Africa Import, all my family and loved ones here, near and far, acquaintances, frenemies, big shout out to all of you. Thank you for your love and your support. My Cash App is $Beth, B-E-T-H, Be True, B-T-R-U, Culture Shock, K-U-L-T-R-E-S-H-O-K. Let me repeat it. My Cash App is $, because, you know, to keep it, and anything sent would definitely go into the show and to help support the show. $Beth, B-E-T-H, Be True, B-T-R-U, Culture Shock, K-U-L-T-R-E-S-H-O-K. Big shout out to our first responders and our leaders, Mayor Lumumba here, Mayor Johnson in Dallas, our leadership, our governor here and governors all across the country, Governor Tate Reeves, Lieutenant Governor Delbert Hoseman, all our leaders, our council people, all of you that are governing us, and big shout out to those of us that are praying and doing what we can do also to make our communities a better place for all of us, from babies to those over 100.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans in your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. If you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.org.
And that was a message from AMVETS, Americans. Okay. So COVID is surging in some places. It had been going down here steadily in Mississippi, but we've been experiencing some surges since last week here in Mississippi. Breaking news, there have been news last evening and this morning regarding CDC strengthens recommendations and expands eligibility for COVID-19 booster shots. And so instead of taking things from the news resources, I am like from the beginning, I've always shared from the CDC. So this is the letter, the media statement from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, on yesterday the 19th, on Thursday. Following today's meeting of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, ACIP, CDC is expanding eligibility of COVID-19 vaccine booster doses to everyone 5 years of age and older. CDC now recommends that children ages 5 through 11 years should receive a booster shot 5 months after their initial Pfizer-BioNTech vaccination series. Since the pandemic began, more than 4.8 million children ages 5 through 11 have been diagnosed with COVID-19. 15,000 have been hospitalized, and tragically, over 180 have died. As cases increase across the country, a booster will safely help restore and enhance protection against severe disease. In addition, today, CDC is strengthening its recommendation that those 12 and older who are immunocompromised and those 50 and older should receive a second booster dose at least 4 months after their first. I just got my first booster a couple weeks before, like a week and a half before I left Dallas, late April. So that means I'm 53, so I should be getting a booster in like 3 months. It was exactly a year past when I received my booster from when I received my last vaccination shot. Okay. So over the past month, we have seen steady increases in cases with a steep and substantial increase in hospitalizations for older Americans. While older Americans have the highest coverage of any age group of first booster doses, most older Americans receive their last dose either their primary series or their first booster dose. Many months ago, leaving many who are vulnerable without the protection they may need to prevent severe disease, hospitalization, and death. Whether it is your first booster or your second, if you haven't had a vaccine dose since the beginning of December 2021, you are eligible. Now's the time to get one. The following is attributable to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle P. Rawlinski. And it states, today, quote, today I endorsed ACIP's vote ban eligibility for COVID-19 vaccine booster doses. Children 5 through 11 should receive a booster dose at least 5 months after their primary series. Vaccination with a primary series among this age group has lagged behind other age groups, leaving them vulnerable to serious illness. With over 18 million doses administered in this age group, we know that these vaccines are safe. We must continue to increase the number of children who are protected. I encourage parents to keep their children up to date with CDC COVID-19 vaccine recommendations. With cases increasing, it is important that all people have the protection they need, which is why today CDC has also strengthened another booster recommendation. Those 50 and older and those who are 12 and older and immunocompromised should get a second booster dose. So that is from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And the CDC works 24/7 to protect America's health, safety, and security. Whether the disease started home or abroad, are curable or preventable, chronic or acute, or from human activity or deliberate attack, CDC responds to America's most pressing health threats. CDC is headquartered in Atlanta and has experts located throughout the world. So be sure to visit CDC because we need to stay in the know of other diseases too. Monkeypox, West Nile, they're still happening. Since the show has begun, New York Times have released an article, live update. No U.S. COVID memorial. And this was 3 minutes ago. No U.S. COVID memorial plan despite 1 million dead. The milestone 2 years into the pandemic has been anticipated for weeks as known U.S. cases and hospitalizations rise once again. Minutes before a crowd of lawmakers gathered on the steps of the Capitol last week to mark the impending U.S. death toll of 1 million from COVID, it began to rain. The shower by the time that the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other members of Congress walked down from the building, but the slate gray sky and an American flag waving at half staff above them set the somber tone of the event. Savannah Peoples Ford dances in front of her grandfather. Okay, that's another. So, oh. Yes. Okay. Here's what 1 million lost to COVID looks like. So there's an article. So definitely check out this article in the U.S. Times. It's really spooky. So let's continue to slow the spread. Let's continue to slow the spread. And so be careful, those that have been affected before, because I see warnings regarding reinfections also. So here is another song from Shanna J. We opened the show with her rendition of Adele's Hello. And here's Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful rendition of Hallelujah from Shanna J Music, who's now part of the podcast too. So looking forward to her on future broadcasts. Right here in my respective Mississippi, state of Mississippi, COVID-19 updates. Again, we have been doing pretty good with cases. Cases have been steadily going down, and they're surging like in other places now. Our update as of today, Department of Health has listed that we have experienced 360 new cases as of 3 p.m. yesterday. Repeated tests for the same individual counted only as one. New COVID-19 related deaths, three. One death occurred on February 5th. Two deaths occurred on between May 11 and May 12, identified from death certificate reports. Long-term care facilities active outbreaks are 34. An outbreak is considered any confirmed COVID-19 case among LTC residents or more than one case in a 14-day period among staff or employees of a facility. Y'all remember I lost an aunt from an outbreak happening at the nursing home that she had been living. Vaccinations. All Mississippians age 12 or older are not eligible for vaccination. I found a free drive-through vaccination appointment at one of the Mississippi State Department Health drive-through vaccination sites. Parents of persons 16, 17 years old should call 877-978-643. Again, call 877-978-6453 to schedule a drive-through appointment or to get help with any appointment. Find a pharmacy or clinic near you offering vaccinations. More about vaccination providers and vaccination appointment. Also, those of you in Mississippi or traveling to Mississippi, also follow Mississippi COVID-19 vaccination reports. Hospitalization, explore local hospital capacity and bed use with the MSDH interactive map of hospitals. Look for the most recent COVID-19 hospitalizations chart on the website at healthymississippi.com. COVID-19. Healthy Mississippi, HEALTHY, Mississippi.com/COVID-19. So look for the most recent COVID-19 hospitalizations on that website. No cases are charted below according to the date COVID-19 symptoms began, when known, not the date that were reported by MSDH. Past dates on this chart are updated as we perform disease investigations. State totals and trend. Totals of Mississippi COVID-19 cases and deaths for 2020, 2021, and 2022. Total COVID-19 cases in the state of Mississippi since 2020 have been 804,123. COVID-19 related deaths, 12,465. Cases by date of illness. This chart tracks COVID-19 cases according to the date the person first became ill, rather than the date of test results. It's the standard way of following the course of a disease in a population. The black average line helps identify upward or downward trending. On the few cases where date of illness has not yet been determined, testing date is used. Since we are still receiving reports of illnesses that began up to 2 weeks ago, expect the more recent dates on this chart to change. And again, like I mentioned earlier, we still must continue to slow the spread. What can we do? What can you do? Keep group sizes small and avoid large gatherings if you can help, especially indoors. Many cases are now being spread through gatherings in homes without safety precautions. Right, because I plan to host an event that I would tell you all about, an outdoor event, as soon as I get the date confirmed that is a friend to the show also, and been on the show numerous times. As soon as I get a day, but we need to we need his training, and so instead of doing it inside, we're going to do it outside at a park. Social distancing is still critical to stop the spread of COVID-19. Keep plenty of distance between yourself and others. Wearing a mask or face covering can sharply reduce the risk of passing COVID-19 on to others. Wearing a mask is strongly recommended whenever you are in public places with others around you. Most people spreading COVID-19 do not know they are infected. Remind others that precautions remain essential and set an example by your actions. Be tested for COVID-19. If you have symptoms or believe you may have been exposed, see the guide to local testing providers and free testing again at healthymississippi.com/COVID-19 test. That's for those in Mississippi and those that are traveling in Mississippi, those with loved ones in Mississippi. healthymississippi.com/COVID-19 test. And those of you in your respective areas around America and around the world, you know the websites that you should visit also. So for more data information, go to check out COVID-19 cases, data, and stats. Then there are areas, guidance, and preventive measures. Find COVID-19 testing near you. General COVID-19 information. Again, here's the Mississippi COVID-19 hotline number, 877-978-6453. 877-978-6453. And you can reach the Mississippi COVID-19 hotline at the number again, 877-978-6453, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week, Central Standard Time. And I have shared on Facebook this information, and I will put it on my other social media too, on Twitter and LinkedIn. If you need the information, I'll send it to you. Just, message me like many of you do. So a big shout out. Speaking of those of you that message me, thank you for those that do reach out and send me information and let me know how you are doing and check in on me also, on my loved ones and I. Big shout out to Terry and his family. They've lost another loved one. They lost a loved one last year and a week before. The anniversary of the death of one of his cousins, another relative, was gunned down. So right now in the growing city of Jackson, Mississippi, one of my neighbors, I thought we were at number 54, 53. One of my neighbors, a couple, mentioned to me that we're at number 56. This is a medium-sized growing city, capital city, one of the cities where the civil movement began in. So, we appreciate you and though in other cities that are dealing with this pandemic within the pandemic of the epidemic of violence. We all hurt if it's one person or if it's one-on-one mass murder, serial murders. We all hurt. Because we're human and we don't come back from death. And praying for those who want to play God and take the lives of others. Definitely praying. So, and thank God for a praying mom to pray for me and so on, to not be so scared in this violent world and to have faith and pray. And it's important for us to, use our common sense and our book sense. And as we talk about COVID, it's important for us to use our common sense. It doesn't take a mandate to tell us to sanitize, social distance, keep our mask on. I was listening to Dr. Ian Smith on the Mad Hatter this morning talk about his new book, Eating Black Plant-Based Foods. And he spent a lot of time during the beginning of the interview talking about mask mandates and, how even when he's traveling, he only see a third people wearing masks where it's not like legalized, where it's not law. But it's important for us to use our common sense when protecting ourselves and protecting those around us. Because, you know, sharing information from CDC, I feel like I'm in 2020 again. So we want these numbers to go down. We don't want to lose loved ones. I personally, I've never had it, and I don't want to have it. Matter of fact, I'm going to take a test over the weekend. I definitely, being a person that's been diagnosed with high blood pressure and high cholesterol, and I'm getting back in shape, getting this and getting rid of this obesity or BMI, lowering my BMI. And I, you know, I said it before, I'm not going to regain. I'm definitely not regaining this weight because I do not want to be in bad health. And that it really helped me going on that trip. My doctor and his wife and staff, you know, they really were like, let me know. Wait a second, you got to make, you know. Ooh, it was really scary what I had to deal with last year doing my physical exam and regarding high blood pressure and so on. You know, some people can be certain sizes. I've been on both ends of the spectrum. So again, we need to talk about body image for men and women. I've been where I could not gain weight. And it was too slim to some people. You're like, oh my God, what's gonna happen? And then, you know, I'm dealing with this, and I'm feeling really good. I big shout out to Marcus Patrick and his wife in Arlington, Texas, in Dallas, Fort Worth, giving me a lot of advice. My doctor, Shanna, and her husband, provided me with some great info. It'll be 2 weeks on Monday. I've been walking 2+ miles a day. Yay! And I am feeling fabulous. Thank God I've pretty much stayed in tune with my New Year's resolutions. And I'm glad, and my goals that I wish would come faster, but I know that things will happen. Patience is real important, and also to stay calm when things happen unexpectedly, in a good way, you know. So I just wanted to give you all an update on that, on balancing work, you know, work life, entrepreneurship, balance with how I'm dealing with it. So I'm looking forward to Sunday's show. Which will be at 3:00 on Sunday. We will do more late night shows, but just, you know, like, okay, let's do this evening show today. Big shout out to all listeners from all around the world, from small towns, big cities, from the homeless to the Scott. Thank you for your love and your support. Because we all need each other, again, like we discussed during the last podcast. We all need each other to make this world successfully go around. Sending our prayers to Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, who are human too. Big shout out to the James Franco Project group that I started in June 2017. But, you know, it has a life of its own. Because the members are fabulous, and we're doing a thing. So hopefully Franco will surprise us soon. He has a project coming soon. So one of the members posted in the group recently. So there's a film project in the books for James Franco. So yay! So we do plan to talk about the abortion debate. And I know last night the state of Oklahoma, which I worked in Oklahoma when I lived in North Texas, 2015, 2016, when I had gone to Texas school. You know, I worked in Durant, Oklahoma at Choctaw Casino there. Those of you that are familiar with Choctaw Casino, because that's like a 4- or 5-star casino, you know, one that's not in Vegas. So, I'm aware. I haven't seen the footage of I know the governor was planning on signing it. The lawmakers passed it, and I know the governor was planning to sign it. So on Good Morning America, I heard that, and overnight, you know, that abortion bill, you know, Mississippi pretty much started it with what we're dealing with now. but in the state of Oklahoma, it is from conception. No abortions from conception, unless it's something rare. So that's something that Michael would like to talk about in the near future also, and we will be talking about Jeff, and also Sunday would be self-care. Self-care Sunday, so you know, with Shanna being on the show, and we're going to talk about self-care. I'm going to talk about some advice and products recommended to get from Avon. And be sure to visit my Avon store, e-store, my website at avon.com/webstore/BethBeautyStyle. And email me for any topics, or if you would like to be a guest on the show, would like to me to play your music, like us to play your music on the playlist, add it to the playlist, email me at Culture Shock, email us at Culture Shock, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. Again, those of you in San Antonio, the Avon family is coming to San Antonio in August, right before my August 11th birthday. So the convention is scheduled for San Antonio. So definitely looking forward to San Antonio. Big shout out to Sean Alexander Hamilton, who have been a guest and a co-host. Well, and a guest host for many months for me in 2020. He has experienced COVID, so being sending a shout out to he and his family. Reggie Roughneck, you all remember Reggie. I seen him when I was in Dallas. You know, we grew up together right here in my community in Jackson. Seen him when I was in Dallas-Fort Worth. Big shout out to that Mike. You all remember Mike, the brackets guy? Well, that dude successfully have launched a sauce. And he's been so busy, I haven't even gotten my couple bottles of sauce for my sister and I yet. So the sauce is a success. So check him out and check out his promos and where how you can get his sauces. But to everybody that's ever been a guest and those of you that listen, you are definitely appreciated. Looking forward to some former guests coming back and looking forward to new guests coming on the show in the near future. And again, I thank so many listeners, but those of you that are in the top 5 and top 10 listening countries, really appreciate you so much. It's just so amazing to have it's amazing and a blessing to have all of your support. And it changes up sometimes. Sometimes it's the UK that's right after the United States. Sometimes it's Canada. Right now, Germany is number 2 after the US, been top listeners. And I know South Korea is a top listener. It's a big shout out to Finland. Finland is a top listener. Australia, Nigeria, Peru, Italy. Yeah. So thank you all to all listeners, but thank you to the top listeners also for tuning in, listening live, listening to the release, and in your various ways also. So keep it coming. Thank you for your support. Say the number. I'm looking forward to your calls on Sunday and looking forward to talking with you all when we do our Facebook Lives and Instagram. Thank you for reaching out to me on Instagram and on LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn. LinkedIn.com/IN/BethanyC.Williams_entrepreneur. Interacting with me on Instagram, interacting on Twitter, TikTok, Bethany Williams. Usually you would see my Williams spelled WMS and a hyphen Be True. So just a big shout out to all of you. And remember to email, and you know you can, and thank you to those that do message again. And I'm just repeating so you all can, I like to repeat things two or three times, because even I, when I'm listening to things, I like people to repeat themselves two or three times so I can take note or register it in my memory, you know, or whatever. So just amazing. This is the weekend. And we have just a little over a week, and we're really a week to celebrate Memorial Day weekend. And Memorial Day officially be a week from this coming up Monday. It's feeling like summer here. Right now it's 91 degrees, so it probably feels like 97 or something like that. And then after that will be Father's Day, and we have 4th of July coming up, but Memorial Day is coming up, and that's the anniversary of when I lost my brother also. I had scheduled a defend the police. I was going to try to I was hoping that we would finally do the memorial, the defend the police event that I've been trying to plan since 2020 on Memorial Day weekend, but pushing the date again. You know, because there's some research, and there are people that I need to properly invite and ask to be a part of the event. And I know some people calendars stretch out, and then dealing with crime fighting, the crime fighters, they never know exactly how. But there's so much that we need to do in our discussion regarding defending the police. I know some, like Michael, is about defending the police department, but allocating and putting together other programs. Friend of the show, you know, Juan Cloy, we've had this good discussions. Hopefully it won't be too late. Hopefully he can join us on Sunday, Juan Cloy, my friend of the show. Hopefully he can come on, or I don't know, maybe another, some of my other some other leaders in law enforcement might be able to come on in the very near future. We have a roundtable, a discussion about some things, you know, common folk, citizens from around, from right here and around the country, around the world, and law enforcement professionals. So time is almost running out regarding this broadcast. I only scheduled it for 60 minutes, and we have about 8 more minutes to go. Big shout out to the NBA Finals. Also, those that are the Mavericks made it. So the Mavericks and Golden State. Wow, this is crazy. You all know how much I love the Mavericks, and I do love Golden State, but they're playing my Mavericks. My late mother loved Golden State. She loved the Mavericks too, but I know who she would be rooting for: Steph Curry and Golden State. So that's a good one right there. All of them are good. So the cream of the crop are showing up, and we will soon find out who would be playing in the, who would be going to the prom. So big shout out to everyone, all teams that are vying for the two spots to compete and become the champions, the NBA champions of the world. There's been some controversy going on, huh? When it comes to college football. Last night, I went to Twitter to tweet something, and Coach Prime's tweets always pop up. Dan Merrill, Grant Cardone, Coach Prime, those are the like, as soon as I get on Twitter, their tweets pop up. So as soon as I got on Twitter, I seen a tweet from Coach Prime talking about an article his son Shadur had sent him regarding a comment that Nick Saban had said, and my mouth just dropped, and I'm like, I instantly, like many of you, I'm like, whoa, what is he talking about? So I soon found out and then seen the video and the comments, then I woke up to the Texas coach like been really pissed. And then right before showtime, but then I received some emails regarding the story from sports writers regarding, because on Dion's tweet, he said, I will discuss it on tomorrow. And then right before the show, I seen where Dion said, you don't make comments publicly and then call me privately. And I agree with Dion, with Coach Prime. I agree with him. Why make a comment in a public forum but then go contact, I guess allegedly he contacted Coach Prime privately. But things that you said about, but then he also I seen an article, the articles that were sent to me this morning, seeing where he like recanted that he should not have said any names or any schools regarding paying players. You know, he stated that Fisher, that team was full of paid players, and that Jackson State had played a particular player, Travis Hunter, allegedly. And then Travis Hunter even made a comment on social media saying, well, if I received $1 million, why does my mom live in a 3-bedroom house with 5 kids still? You know, like, that's not adding up. So Coach Prime, right before the show, I seen where he stated that why make a comment publicly but then want to apologize privately. So Coach Prime is like, you know, we do it, we're going to do it right, the same way you made the comments, you know. So I'm looking forward to this. And that's amazing because they do the F commercials, and I love the Aflac commercials, and I love Nick Saban. And look what that team being so awesomely good. Look at how the comments some people probably say about that team, and that is just heartbreaking. So I hope they can squash this, and then we can continue to see the Aflac commercials because I love those Aflac commercials. And then speaking of commercials, I am just heartbroken, as many of Mississippians and those of you that do business with Mississippi Empire, Cowboy Maloney. Those of you across the country that have ever bought anything from Cowboy Maloney, and those that do suppliers that do business worldwide with Cowboy Maloney, we sadly lost Eddie Maloney this week. And I love watching the commercials of he and one of his daughters for Cowboy Maloney. They sell appliances, TVs, washers, dryers, refrigerators, et cetera. And so been a part of my life, all my life. And so it's just heartbroken. And I love the nice words that one of his brothers made about him on 16 News. Ross Adams had interviewed him. So definitely sending condolences out to the family, the wives, the brothers and all their wives and children, the Maloney family, the work, the staff, and those of us that that love Cowboy Maloney products. Definitely is missed. Not people say will be missed, but missed. Just heartbreaking to hear that from a short term illness that his brother stated on the news. So time is running out. It's like a minute and a half to go. Thank you all so much. Be safe. Be mindful. Be careful. Spread love. I'm sending prayers and hugs and good vibes out to you, virtual hugs. And thank you for your love and your prayers for me and good vibes also, and reaching out to me in person and throughout social media. Also, I'm going to plug Avon one more time. Memorial Day weekend, just got the news, no shipping costs. So you all definitely shop with us during that time. And go buy and shop with my brother-in-law at Out of Africa Imports at Traders Village in Grand Prairie in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And if you need to contact him through social media, do so. Or call those of you that need to order things. And even I can order some things for you because we're branching out. So thank you all. Thank you all. Let's spread love. As Prince used to always say, God is love and love is God. You have been listening to Cut the Shuck and the Tan Reports right here on blogtalkradio.com and Beth, a.k.a. Be True. And God bless and thank you.
From dawn, but you needed proof. You saw the